Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about getting through the pandemic.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windham Real Estate. We're talking about how people are bouncing and what they're doing smart in regards to the pandemic and how their finances have been hit.
Well, let's take a quick look. As we all know, the PPP plan was designed to give individuals and entities a break by the government doling out a certain amount of money that would tide them over as we attempted to figure out how to solve the pandemic.
And I think the lenders understood from the previous recession that they needed to be accommodating as well. So they granted forbearance to 5.7 million families. And after the expiration of that forbearance, that latitude in payment and timing for your mortgage payment, some families made different choices.
Well, and it's interesting because roughly half of that number requested an extension of the forbearance. It restated they couldn't pick up where they were in accordance with the pre-COVID obligations, financial obligations. Roughly half of them were in that position. Another, though, two-thirds, somebody going to say half plus two-thirds is greater than 100%. Bear with me just a bit, but restated, a larger number paid off mortgages or paid down mortgages and were removed from requiring any additional forbearance, which is an exceptionally positive thing.
Right. So 2.3 million of the 5.7 actually said, you know what, we're not needing this. We're performing fine. Thanks for the offer. We rescind our request.
Right.
So they did that. And then paying the mortgage down, paying it off completely, saying, this is uncomfortable. We're able to do it. Let's create certainty by paying our mortgage off. That was 500,000 people. So there are some people that are saying, this may be longer term. Let's hold our bets a little bit.
Yes, exactly. And only a very, very small number, about 12%, expired and remained delinquent at the end of that period of time. So in short, the PPP program, the stimulus that was given out, was adequate to allow people to not necessarily get rich, but at least sustain their positions.
Got some staying power. That's good news. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.